Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Up Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook comments for agdaily.com for the week of Monday, August 2nd. The grains have opened here. Corn's up 6 cents. Wheat's up 21 and a half cents, and the beans are down 2¾ cents. The weather is certainly affecting the wheat market out here. It's dry in Argentina. It's dry in some parts of Russia. And here in the U.S., we're still dry in the northern plains. It looks like Canada is going to get some rains in the plains, but not much here in the States. I think that's lifting the corn market up here. Plus, I just don't see a whole lot of rain out here in the next week. They're talking about rain maybe next Tuesday for the Midwest, but aside from that, I don't see a whole lot of rain. We had some scattered rains over the weekend. Very spotty in the Midwest. Again, I think the production is slipping out here. They expect that the crop progress reports tonight will be down 2 to 3%. So I'm not sure why the beans can't rally out here, because I guess they think that there's going to be good rains in August. The 11 to 14 days says it's going to be cooler and wetter, but I'm not so sure about that. And again, the wheat's kind of taking off here at strong prices, but we've had a tendency to make these highs in the first half hour or the lows in the first half hour and then go the other way during the day. The meal is up a buck. Doesn't really mean much in here. The oil was down over 100 ticks. Palm oil was down sharply as exports were down 7.7% month to month. And the demand is certainly in question. Now, we'll get export inspections here this morning on Monday. I think they're going to be pretty low. But I think the trade's really going to focus on the crop progress reports. If we do see the reductions, it's hard to get bearish out here. But again, we've got some rains around, so it's a little bit tough to get bullish. Chicago wheat, the funds are net. Right now I've got them long, 17,000 coming into the day. So they'll certainly be adding that at today. And I think that'll be relatively strong day in the wheat. I think people will look to buy the breaks in the wheat today if anything does break. But if the oil gives it up and the beans give it up, that might affect the corn. So the big reports this week are going to be the crop progress tonight. Next week, we're going to get a week from Thursday on the 12th, we get crop production and supply and demand. I would think production numbers will be down. I would think carryouts will be down if they just base it on production. Now, if they factor in some of the demand features, I think you've got to be cutting demand out here. But, you know, if they put the corn carryout under a billion bushels and the beans under 100, I think this market will take off again to the upside. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. We'll have to see what the reports are next week. But this week, I just don't see a whole lot of rain out here. Unless there's a surprise change in the forecast, I think the grains ought to be fairly firm out here, but we'll see if we get past the first half hour. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.